This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So our next story is focused on something that we brought up earlier, actually, in Pulpit Parliament, in an exchange between the Minister, the Deputy Minister for Women, Family and Community Development, as well as Kulai MP Tioni Ching. So essentially, Datuk Siti Zaila Mohamed Yusof, the Minister in question, or the Deputy Minister in question, was criticised in Parliament for failing to follow through on a promise made a year ago. Now, of course, I know that there's been a number of political changes, but she has been holding the same portfolio under two different administrations.
So that promise was actually made by former Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. And he said that the monthly assistance given to people with disabilities would be increased from the current amount, which is between 200 and 300 ringgit, to 1,000 ringgit. And specifically, Ni Cheng was pointing out that they said it would be done segera, or immediately. And here we are a year later, and it still hasn't been done. So that's essentially what she wants to know. Why more isn't being done to get this happening as soon as possible?
So we're going to be exploring exactly this issue. Our question to you, is the government doing enough for persons with disabilities? As always, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now to expand on the subject of financial aid and the importance of it happening quickly is Muhammad Nadir Abdul Nasir, freelance consultant and independent researcher focusing on disability issues. Nadir, welcome to the show. Now, the current financial assistance given to people with disabilities is between 200 to 300. Could you explain why this needs to be increased and why it is important for people with disabilities to have regular income?
Just a disclaimer, although I identify myself as a disabled person and as a blind person, I recognize that I occupy a position of privilege due to my ethnicity, gender, education status, economic status, and so on and so forth. However, having said that, I hope I can provide a critical and nuanced insights in this matter. So why do we need to increase the current amount of financial assistance schemes for disabled persons in Malaysia? It's because it is not enough. Like other citizens, disabled persons also have their needs. They will rent their house or rent rooms. They need to buy groceries, pay bills, and use public transportation, or maybe they have their own transport, but most of the time they use public transportation. And that's the same needs as everyone else. But what the general public may not see is disabled persons have extra additional costs of living, because we disabled persons, we use assistive technologies, either software or devices, even simple technologies like wheelchairs or a white cane. That's also require costs. And some persons with impairment and or chronic illness, they also have extra or additional health care needs. So maybe they have to go to meet with psychiatrists. They may have to go for rehabilitation services. For parents with disabled children, they may have to go to meet with therapists, speech therapists, physiotherapists, and so many. So we need to increase the current amount to match, to reflect the needs, especially during this time as we are still living through the socioeconomic inequalities caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So in real world terms then, how would this 1,000 ringgit make a difference?
Now, let me emphasize one very important point. Simply increasing the amount will not solve the problem, because there are other structural and systemic failures, especially with regards to the eligibility requirements that limits the objective. You know, we say the objective is we want to support disabled persons and their living, but because of the certain eligibility requirements, that objective may not be met. Having said that, if we increase the amount of financial aid by reflecting the different needs, the differing degree of needs between different individuals with impairment and or chronic illness in Malaysia, this can help them tremendously. right, in terms of accessing healthcare services, social services. But to have that, to access such services, you need to pay. So these financial aid schemes can enable disabled persons to live their life according to their preference.
Now, as you pointed out, different members of the community have different and specific needs. How can government assistance better account for that?
Right. So this calls for a reform, a system reform concerning the social protections ecosystem for disabled persons, not only for disabled persons. When we talk about social protection reform, it's actually for everyone else, including disabled or non-disabled persons. This is going to be a very grandiose undertaking. It requires at least 3 to 5 to 6 years. This is my proposal for the government of Malaysia. They can establish a committee to study, to conduct a review of the social protection ecosystem as a whole. And from that committee, we can do the study and then we can develop the social protection system needed to reflect different needs of disabled persons.
Now, the previous government, of course, had promised that they were going to give that monthly assistance of 1,000 ringgit immediately. It still hasn't been implemented. What's causing this delay?
Political will, basically. And it's partly political will, partly because disabled persons' issues is not really that, how can we call it, sensational enough. Most of the time, when some things happen, then we'll talk about disabled persons, but we never really take proactive measures to respond to the needs and voices and interests of disabled community as a whole. So that those are the two most, in my opinion, why that particular promise is not being kept by the previous government, even current government, even though the same person are in charge of the ministry.
What have you heard from members of the disabled community on this issue?
As a person who identified as insiders within this community, so basically most of them call for a review, especially in terms of the amount of financial aid scheme. And of course, when I say review, they ask for increase. However, simply ask for increase will not solve the problem. We as a community, including especially the community leaders, activists, scholars, we must critically interrogate this question. We must look at the eligibility requirements and the systems, the structures, the distribution methods to make sure the financial aid schemes that we want to redesign or reinvent truly reflect the needs of disabled persons. The community of disabled persons, the disabled community themselves, must look at this topic not as a charity thing. Financial assistance, if you frame it right, it is a human rights issues because we have every person, including persons with impairment and or chronic illness, we have right to life. Obviously, not all disabled persons have the capability or have the opportunity to engage in this kind of critical discussion. This is where the community leaders, activists and scholars must play their role.
Nadir, you mentioned political will earlier, and the lack of it, rather. How can we push for that?
Few things. Number one is the disabled community. We, as a whole, we should organize, put more pressure. If we want to increase the amount of financial aid, and we want to reform the eligibility requirements or the distribution methods, we must put more pressure, right? This is where the local organizations representing disabled persons, right, should play their role. And the second is the individuals appointed to the National Council for Persons with Disabilities. These individuals, these 10 individuals, should play their role in raising up this question in every single meeting, right? I understand maybe there are some limitations. It is always going back to the question of power relations when we engage with policymakers in these kind of settings. But they do have the duty, they do have the obligation. And in fact, based on the Persons with Disability Act 2008, they have the power. And thirdly, of course, the senator representing disabled persons, she should use her platform to mobilize the community, the organizations, our allies who are affected by financial aid schemes to put more pressure.
Finally, besides this proposed allocation, what else would you like to see done to help disabled communities?
Soon, we will hear the presentation of the next year budget, budget 2022. So there are many things they can do. In my opinion, there are four parts of social protection. We have discussed about the financial aid. What about the public facilities? So we know in RMK12, they talk about 1% housing quota for disabled persons and senior citizens. What else? In terms of housing, most of the time there is a problem about accessible housing, and disabled persons have difficulty to access information. Sometimes when they say they open an advertisement about this particular public housing project, most disabled persons, they do not know, or this project is already open for application, already closed for application. So those information must be also available in accessible format, right? And also, when we talk about accessibility, it seems that more should be done in terms of the obligation of state governments and local authorities. So far, we only see accessibility projects in main cities, basically in Kuala Lumpur or Putrajaya, and few local authorities in Selangor. What about the rest? Accessibility issues, legally speaking, it is under the jurisdiction of state governments and local authorities. So the budget must be there, the mechanisms must be there. Mechanism meaning they must establish like a committee or whatever task force, or maybe like a department, a government unit focusing on accessibility, and must make sure the representation of disabled persons in such mechanisms, right? And also capacity building. Not only we need to train the government officers in terms of accessibility, but also we need to train the build up capacity among disabled persons themselves.
Nadeh, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Mohamed Nadeh Abdul Nasser, freelance consultant and independent researcher focusing on disability issues. We were speaking to Nadeh particularly because of an exchange in Parliament that happened between the Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Datuk Siti Zaila Mohamed Yusof, and Kulai MP Tony Ching, in which the question of a bump up of assistance for persons with disabilities from between 200 to 300. It was supposed to be increased to 1,000. That was supposed to happen immediately. It has not. If you'd like to share your thoughts, send them our way. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.